بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Okay. Point of benefit. Point of benefit. This point of benefit is about the merits of al-Masjid al-Haram. The merits of the sacred mosque in Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Qasas, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. In Surah Al-Qasas, and your Lord creates whatsoever He wills and chooses. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to Himself or adds to Himself, then it has a special distinction and merit and quality that necessitated the choice of it in accordance with Allah's wisdom and knowledge. Some of the merits of Al-Masjid Al-Haram inviolable house, the sacred house, is first that it is the first masjid established for people on earth. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 96. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. Verily the first house of worship appointed for mankind was that at Bekka, and Bekka is Mecca. Mecca is another name for the city of Mecca. And Mecca, it is said that it means, this title Mecca, it means that it breaks the necks of the tyrants. This is the first merit. The second merit is that it is a blessed house. That it is a blessed house. And the evidence for this is in the same verse in Surah Al-Imran 96. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan. Full of blessing. And blessing is abundant good. And from its blessing is the amplification of salah in it, where it is more than 100,000 salah in any other place. And from its blessings is that the good deeds are amplified in it, and in accordance with the correct opinion, there is no specified limit as to the extent of amplification of the righteous deeds in it. The third merit, and it is also in the same verse, that it is a guidance for al-alameen, for mankind and jinn. A guidance, huda, Allah said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدَى. Huda, hudan lil'alameen. Allah described it with hudan, and this is an infinitive, and so it is a guidance. fourth merit that therein are clear signs in this house. There are clear signs, as Allah stated in Surah Al Imran, the same chapter, but the next verse, 97. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم. In it are manifest signs. For example, the maqam, the station of Ibrahim. These are clear signs that it was raised or established by Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnified it and honored it. So it has the stations of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his movements in Hajj, and after him the stations of the leader of the messengers and their imam Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from its merits is the security for whoever enters it. As in the same verse 97, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. And whoever enters it, he attains security. This statement, مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, whoever enters it, it is said that the meaning here may refer to being a statement of information denoting command, meaning whoever enters it, then he should be given security, meaning the people of the haram give him security. And it is said on the other hand that it could be an informative statement, purely informative. Whoever enters it, kana amina, indicating that the sharia, the law of Allah and his deen, is a security. So whoever enters it, he is in a state of security by the sharia and the deen of Allah. Or it also could mean that it is an informative statement about what is known of it during the times of pre-Islam, also in Islam, that people used to give security to whoever enters it. The sixth merit, that in this house there is the sacred Kaaba, which is the Qibla, the direction of all the people of the earth. Yes, because it is the Qibla of all the prophets, as Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said, and that the Christians directing the Qibla to Al-Quds is from their distortion of the Prophet's correct direction to the Qibla in Mecca. Seventh merit. It is forbidden upon answering the call of nature to direct oneself towards the Qibla, the qibla, or give it one's back. And of course there is difference of opinion regarding some aspects of this, whether it is in out space or indoor. But this is one of the situations. The eighth merit that the masjid of it is the best and most in reward concerning the salah therein. And the ninth merit is that the masjid, the mosque, the house, is one of the three to which one can prepare for a specified journey because of the particularity of the place distinguished by the text that no specified a travel for any masjid because of its particular status except the three: Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Prophet's Masjid in Medina, and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And therefore, whoever vows to pray therein or to have seclusion of worship therein, then it is not permissible for him to change it to that which is of a lesser status, like for example Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi or the Masjid Al-Aqsa. However, if someone makes a vow to do the same in the Prophet's Masjid, then he may change it to that which is better, meaning to do it and fulfill it at Al-Masjid Al-Haram because of its higher status. The tenth merit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added it to himself in a manner, therefore indicating its honor. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj 22:26, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِي لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالْرُكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. Surah Al-Hajj, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِي, and purify my house, and sanctify and purify my house. So Allah added it to himself, and this is indicating its honor. 11th, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set it to be a place to perform the rituals for his slaves and make it an obligation upon them to come to it, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Hajj verse 27. قال الله تعالى وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. And proclaim to mankind the Hajj, the pilgrimage to house. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every deep and distant wide mountain highway to perform Hajj. And the 12th merit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the visit to the house, the visit of worship to the house, a purification of previous sins, as in the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah fa innahuma yanfiyan al-faqra wal-dhunub
كما ينفي الكير حبث الحديد والذهب والفضة، وليس للحجة المبرورة ثواب دون الجنة. In the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and Ahmad al-Nisa'i and al-Nisa'i, and its isnad is Hassan, is good. From the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alternate between Hajj and Umrah. What does it mean, alternate between Hajj and Umrah? It means if you make Hajj, then make Umrah. And if you make Umrah, follow it by Hajj. For these two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for these two, remove poverty. They remove poverty and obliterate sins. Just as a blacksmith's bellows removes all impurities from metals like iron, gold, and silver. The reward for Hajj al-Mabrur, Hajj al-Mabrur is the one free from sexual advancements or sexual encounters and argument and sincere done for Allah, then it is nothing short of paradise. The reward for this Hajj, if it is correct and in accordance with the Sunnah, then it's nothing short of paradise. This hadith is reported by Nasa'i, by Tirmidhi, Ahmad and Nasa'i, and its isnad, its chain is good. And in the Sahihain, in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-umratu ila al-umra kaffaratun lima baynahuma, wal-hajju al-mabrur laysa lahu jazaan illa al-jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the performance of one umrah and another expiates and blots out all the sins committed in between. And al-hajj al-mabrur, the righteous hajj, which is sincere for Allah and in accordance with the sunnah as described earlier, has no reward but paradise. This is the 12th merit. The 13th merit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inclined the hearts towards it. Allah inclined the hearts towards it. Every time a person performs Hajj, and this is experienced, every time a person performs Hajj and or Umrah and he is about to leave Mecca, then his heart feels the return to it. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:125, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And remember when we made the house a place of resort for mankind and a place of safety. We mentioned, as you have heard, that the good deeds are amplified. Is there a limit for that? The correct opinion is that the correct deeds or the righteous deeds other than the salah, Allah knows best as to the magnitude or the level of its magnification. But the salah, we have evidence that its magnification is better than 100,000. Alhamdulillah. We mentioned earlier that the good deeds are amplified. Still there's a problem with sound. Is there sound now? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah. We mentioned that the good deeds are amplified. The good deeds are amplified. Is there a limit for that? With respect to the salah, it exceeds, as is specified in the hadith, exceeds 100,000 salah in other than this masjid. What about the others? Acts of worship, zakah, salah, zakah, siyam, and others. The scholars, according to the correct opinion, mention that Allah knows best as to the limit of their amplification. What about the bad deeds in the haram. Some of the scholars are with the opinion that they are also amplified quantitatively. They are also amplified quantitatively. The other opinion is that they are amplified qualitatively. So if there is a sin, then it is more severe being done in that place. But it is still a sin, not amplified quantitatively, but it is amplified qualitatively, meaning it is greater and more severe. This is the some of the merits concerning al-Masjid al-Haram. And inshallah, in the future, we will talk about the merits and the differentiate or the distinctions between al-Masjid al-Haram, the Haram of Mecca, and al-Madina. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا